guest, Dr. Russell Blaylock. I'm going to put his website up on the screen for you here in a moment. He's giving you the basic crash course in brain surgery, in understanding how our society is governed, how the map makers of the mind are controlling our society. Then we're going to go into what they're building, the eugenics operation, the population reduction operation they're carrying out against you and your family, whether you're an FBI agent, a police officer, a bureaucrat. And we're going to get into some of the specific toxins and poisons that have been introduced into our environment. This is a quick segment. We're going to come back in a long segment coming up in the about 5 minutes. But let's continue with Dr. Blaylock. Dr. Blaylock, please continue.
And continuing this line of their obsession with this science of changing the human behavior, and what we call eventually behaviorism in the 1948-50 period. For instance, 1928 at Caltech, they had a biology division. That's where Rockefeller first was funneling his money to create this science of man idea. And it was focused on eugenics, according to Dr. May. And she said that one of the professors there, Ezra Gosney, was in fact a leader in the eugenic movement. He was in the American Eugenic Society, the American Social Hygiene Society, Eugenics Research Association, and the Human Betterment Society, which was heavily funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. And they mailed out tens of thousands of brochures to doctors, teachers, social workers, physicians, university publishers, all these different organizations to make sure that these ideas were in the minds of the American public and acceptable. And just to give you an idea of one of the things that this Dr. Gosney wrote in Scientific American 1934, he was urging his readers to embrace Adolf Lorenz, professor of sociology in Vienna, with the idea that sterilization of the unfit would eventually reach all civilized countries as a means, quote, of getting rid of the scum of humanity. So this was a person who was in the Rockefeller Foundation. He was appointed as a professor of this new biology program, molecular biology program at Caltech, and he had a tremendous influence in training of professors that were teaching other biologists and eventually physicians as well. Now, just to give you some of the quotes she gives in the book to show you that this is not just something I'm pulling out of thin air. In her book, she says in the 1920s, Rockefeller conceived the idea of the science of man agenda. And she says, quote, the motivation behind the enormous investment was to develop human sciences as a comprehensive and applied framework of social control grounded in natural, medical, and social sciences. Its aim was toward human engineering. The conjunction of cognitive and social goals had a strong historical connection to eugenics. So, you know, you can't make it any plainer. There's just quote after quote through the book in which she keeps saying over and over, his entire plan for this funding was not benevolent. It was to control human beings in the way they would think, to control human thought, and to get rid of people that he considered undesirable. Well, he had all the money at his disposal from Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial, the Ford Foundation. So he had a massive amount of foundation money. In addition, as being advisors to the federal government, all of the money that the government was spending in these areas, which was much greater than even the foundations, was controlled by the foundations itself. So eventually today, they have the wealth of the entire world at their disposal to carry out these programs. We're talking about hundreds of trillions of dollars over this planet to promote, and she even mentioned New World Order, which she said they helped design with the Council on Foreign Relations. So all of these things are well documented. It's not just something that you or I are making up, like that.
And Doctor, it's horrifying. We've got a break. Quick break. Long segment coming up, sir. And it's just horrifying. This is planet eugenics. This is...
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This is your life we're talking about here. This is the medical institutions, the colleges, the cities, the counties, all social engineering. Now the banks, by design, their own documents, we've covered here ad nauseum, are imploding the economy by design, to where you literally have to have a government job or work for a company being financed by the internationalist. Dr. Russell Blaylock is our guest, and coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Blaylock, we're continuing with the history here. I want to get into now what they're setting up, what their master plan is from your deep research, what their goal is. Because studying the world, studying history, you know, doing this radio show, it's been quite a journey for myself in 13 years, because all of us that do research, whether they're a neuro, you know, top brain surgeon like yourself, or a member of Congress like Ron Paul, or we come to the same conclusion separately. This is the stated goal, and I see just a microcosm example. A few years ago, it's in my film Endgame, the legislature was having hearings about why so many foster children were dying, why they were grabbing hundreds of thousands of children, a million point four nationwide every year, why 67% of children nationwide and in Texas, the state average was the same as the national average here, of 67% put on psychotropic drugs, and the head of the psychiatry department, Association of Texas, got up and said, well, they have bad gene pools, so that's why we're doing this to these children. And you run into any of these guys, and I've been to a lot of events, and they'll go, yeah, we're getting rid of people. Humans are a disease. We're a parasite, and we, the elite, are getting rid of them. And I tell the story, my mother one time was riding with my father and myself when they were visiting me, And they'd come into the office and seen part of Endgame a year and a half ago being finished. And my mother said, son, I know you tell the truth about all this stuff, and she's got a degree in history, but she said, I can't believe they really want to kill 80% of us. And my dad had never told the story, and he goes, and you know, he was a top student in high school and then went on. This is when he was still in high school, was taken to UT as part of this Academy of Sciences, and they tested thousands of kids, and he was down to the top six, and they took him aside and said, we want to send you to you know, one of these top schools. We want you to be part of the New World Order. We're going to carry out eugenics, the public. You know, we've got to get rid of the majority of the population. And my dad got out of it at that point because, you know, he was well-read in history. He said, this is really sick. And he thought of the Nazis, but he never told us that. And then I talked to other professionals. They are recruiting the creme de la creme of society, as you just said earlier, into this since the 30s in the Western world. Please continue.
Right. And if you go into the New World Order, she even makes this statement. She said, in December 1946, the Special Committee launched its new policy, accommodating its work for a new world order, efforts toward internationalism. In other words, they were internationalizing this eugenics program. Now, she says in 1945, because of the Holocaust and the bad publicity that was spreading over the world of social planning and eugenics, they immediately told all of their people to get all of the references in our writings to social control, social planning, and eugenics out of it. We'll just change the names so people won't recognize it. Now, she says this in her book, and she's a major MIT Johns Hopkins trained historian who's highly recognized.
This is crypto eugenics. They overnight changed all the names.
Right. Selectively went out and removed all of these names, so then their publications sounded very high.
Getting rid of the infirm became the bioethicist movement.
Right.
On and on and on.
Exactly. And, of course, one of the most powerful of all the associations is the Social Sciences Research Council, which Rockefeller formed back in, I think, 1904, 1907, something like that. And now it is an enormously powerful organization that has a number. It has something like, I think in 1950, it's 16 different foundations supporting it, all of them Rockefeller connected. So they were pouring massive money into it, and it virtually controlled the entire social sciences research, not just in this country, but all over the world.
And they're, meanwhile, were scouting for all the new brains to make sure that the brain trust was under their control.
Exactly. And by controlling education and controlling the media, they made sure that people all conformed to this way of thinking. Now, here's the way they controlled the people who were dissidents in the intellectual world, people in that were professors in the universities didn't want to go along with this.
They cut their funding off.
Well, they would cut their funding off, make sure they never got a research grant. If they were not tenured, they made sure they were fired. What they also did to elevate their people to the highest rung of being experts in the world is they would give them huge grants so they no longer had to bother with teaching students.
And they would publish their books.
Writing.
And they would publish their books and make them rock stars of the media.
And they reviewed their books in the journals that they controlled because one of the things they did when I controlled all the journals. And so that then their people's books were reviewed with high praise. Any person who was a nonconformist, their book was either not reviewed or given poor reviews. And so when experts were asked for in a certain subject for the federal government, they went to the foundation's expert. They go to the CFR, they go to the SSRC for an expert. And so, oh, yes, we have experts in that area. We have experts in population control. We have experts in any subject that you want. And, of course, it's all their people with all their philosophy. And as you say, a lot of this population control is buried in language for the general public not to recognize when we call it
that. And now we're living in really 100 years of this, 70-plus intensely. Going to continue with closing that gap from the 60s on into today and what the master plan is, Dr. Blaylock, from your deep research.
Well, the plan is they want to get rid of most of the population because what they realize is with technological advances, we're not going to need all these workers. I mean, if you look at some of the modern plants, I've been in some of the big plants, and you look at them, and there's a room the size of three or four football fields, and there's a couple of dozen people working there, because everything else is robotic and electronic and technologically controlled.
So they That's like Bill Joy whenever he went back in 99 to a big technology conference, and he's worth $4 billion, co-owner of Sun Microsystems, and he came back and wrote an article, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, in Wired Magazine, and he said, look, I met with the elite. They're planning to kill everybody.
Well, they don't need them, and the other thing that you read...
That's what he said. He said they don't need them because of the robotics.
Well, the thing you also realize when you read in the literature is they're scared of them, because now you have a large segment of your population that's unemployed. They become restless, and then they're a danger to the established order, to the elite. And so the thing that they're trying to do is reduce the population size through various measures like birth control, abortion, all of these different methods, the soft methods to get rid of people. And then, of course, they're using over-vaccination, fluoride, mercury, all of these other things that increase mortality. They're keeping treatments out of the medical world that could save a lot of lives, improve health, because they want people to die off that are not in the elite group. Now, if you look back at the French Revolution, a lot of people don't know this. In the French Revolution, one of the ideas was to kill most of the population of France. And the idea was that we would have a group of elite, and since we've killed 10 million people in France, the rest of us would have all this land to ourselves, a very small population, and we'd have all the food we need, and not these masses to worry about.
They want to go back to nature and back to neo-feudalism, back to feudalism, hence neo-feudalism. And just to back you up, this all goes back to Malthus in the 1750s. Then you have Galton and others. Coming out with these very same plans, and that's how. And of course, the elites of the planet, the royalty, love this. This makes perfect sense to them. But you even have these subgroups overthrowing royalty, trying to go to a 10-day work week. They were trying to overthrow the entire previous order and literally play God.
Right, exactly. And they wrote about it openly back then. You know, now it's more disguised. They changed the language, so most people wouldn't really recognize what they were talking about. If you get some of these pamphlets and material from the Social Science Research Council, if you don't know the code words, if you don't know what they're talking about, like sustainability, if you don't understand what that means, it sounds very benign. It sounds very philanthropic, a good thing to do. But if you understand the code words, what they're planning, you realize it's absolute control. It is planning means an elite controls your life. And to put it on a scale that people can understand, all this new move toward eminent domain, where they come in and take a man's business and say, well, for the public good, if we tear down his business and build a high-rise there or shopping center, we'll have a bigger tax base. And so they use eminent domain to take his property. Well, that's central planning. That's social planning.
And they're
they
totally
say that doesn't matter.
And their total rationale is social Darwinism. They believe that it's not horrible to kill people or enslave them or inject them with cancer viruses and the vaccines. It is good because they have the right of kings to do whatever they want because they're in the elite position. That is prima facie evidence of their genetic superiority.
That's exactly right. And this is exactly what Dr. Kay says in her history book of molecular biology, that was always their thought. That we're the elite, we're the best gene, and therefore we should do human engineering, the new science of man, so we reduce population to those of us who, number one, have the elite minds, the pure genetics, and then we'll keep a small core of people to do the menial tasks that we don't want to do. And they even wrote about keep these people uneducated because there's no need to educate them. They're going to be doing menial tasks. And, it's interesting reading these things because they were so open about it. And there's quite a few books on social control that are written in the 20s and 30s that openly talk about these.
Edward Bernays and others. Stay there, Dr. Blaylock. Quick break. We're going to come right back to you. This is just so important, and we're so honored to have you here. Folks, I can't think of a more important subject. I hope you're telling your friends and family to tune into this live show and the rebroadcast. This is key.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $845.47. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $870.47, $435.23 for a half ounce, and $217.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $870.47, $435.23, and $217.62.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The Ionic Zone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
Imagine, folks, Dr. Blaylock, myself, so many other researchers. We know this information. I own close to 50 or so original source government textbooks and foundation textbooks where they say they're going to exterminate us. The United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment in 96, in 89. This is all public. It's just not widely known. This is true. This is real what we're talking about. They want us dead. And they are spraying us, the GMO. You know, there's hundreds of different types of plastics they can make inexpensively. They chose the one formula that releases these toxins, these endocrine disruptors that manipulate our hormone levels. Why did they choose that one type for universal adoption worldwide and sell the factory formulas and machines and systems, sometimes at a loss, to make sure that was implemented in the 50s? Then we see the sperm counts drop. We see the fertility problems. Why do they approve the bovine growth hormone to put in the milk when they know it's linked to cancer and all these problems? Why do they put mercury in vaccines? You know, we've gotten up to the point of their master plan, Dr. Blaylock. This is a short segment. I want to come back in the next long segment and take some calls from Jen and Sherry and Robert and Brad and Dr. Tracy and others that are holding. But there's so many. We talked for 10 hours. I'm going to definitely have you back if you'll grace us with your time to warn people. What do we do about this? I mean, we're here trying to warn folks. This is real. This affects everybody, except for a few thousand elitists who even write about how they know they're being hurt by the blowback, but it's okay for the greater work they're doing. I mean, how do we counter this?
Well, it's very difficult because, like I say, they have the entire wealth of the world at their disposal. They essentially control all the media. I mean, back in 1950s, a guy by the name of Joseph, who was a medical doctor, he wrote a book on Rockefeller is quite detailed, very well documented. And he talks about these things in that book as well, how Rockefeller was absolutely obsessed with controlling all information that's available to the public. And the way he did it, even back then, he was spending something like $250 million controlling the media. And by being the major controlling force in literally hundreds, if not thousands, of corporations, all of which advertised in the major media, by 1950s, all the major media was dependent on their advertising dollar. So anything he wanted in the media and anything he didn't want in the media, all he had to do is let them know, well, you would lose your funding if that's discussed.
And a lot of other mainstream media was owned by allies, by like William Randolph Hearst. Doctor, let's take this tack for a moment and then continue with any other points you had on that first question. There are elitists and wannabe elitists, a lot of these minion professors. And I use the local Austin example of Dr. Eric Pianca. He gives speeches, it's been in the news, where he says we need to kill 90% of the public. And the news, the point is, they get 95% standing ovations. He PowerPoints a huge thing of skulls with a red filter on the wall. This has been on national news. And everybody claps, and the scientists cry. And he goes and speaks to the Royal Academy in England and to the big, you know, Royal Academies and the most prestigious academies in France. I know you've written papers and spoken to some of those big groups as well, but the point is, and the majority of them start crying. This has been in the newspaper because this is their religion. What do you want to say to those people listening? I mean, what would be your counter and your argument to them? I mean, reaching out to them and going, my God, look what you've done. I mean, trying to get them to come over to our side of humanity.
Well, you know, this is the collectivist idea, and we're steeped in collectivism. This was the whole program of virtually every president since the Civil War, is the gradual implementation of collectivism in the United States. And collectivism basically says the individual doesn't matter. What matters is the community. Well, community doesn't really mean a lot. If you listen to communist jargon, they say the people. We speak for the people. Well, this mythological people is nobody. It's whoever's in charge, whoever owns the gun. And so the government owns all the power, and so they speak for the people, they speak for the public. So when you hear them saying, this is for the good of the public, or this is good for the
And then in
the
reality,
masses,
the eugenicists, the communists, they always kill the people because they hate the people.
Well, they fear the people. You know, historically, if you look at every dictatorship, what eventually happens is they come to fear the people because they know that what they're doing is unpopular and not working, and then they fear a revolution.
Yes.
And this is what happens with collectivism in the United States, is it becomes more and more collective. People recognize the elitist is now what's causing my financial failure, or the leaders are what's causing whatever bad is happening.
The parasites. Stay there, doctor. Stay there. We got a break. We'll be right back on this quick break with Dr. Russell Blaylock. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
They have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Have been warned.
listening. We've given you the documents. I made the film Endgame. Dr. Blaylock's made films, written books, all sourced. Psychopathic control freak killers are in control of our society. They're setting up world government. They're engineering the financial collapse, in their own words, to bring in total control, where every facet of your life will be controlled, where you'll pay carbon taxes for everything you do, where bureaucrats will run your life, youth brigades. The list goes on and on and on and on. You just heard Walter Cronkite talking about at the right hand of Satan. You just heard Henry Kissinger calling for world government. You heard Fox News saying children are bad. This is the program. I want to tell the police and military that serve the New World Order. Most of you don't understand this. You better learn it. You are being poisoned and killed as well. Dr. Blaylock, I want to go to calls. But let's say you had 3 minutes on national TV to address the public about the program, the toxins, the poisons, what's in their food and water, and how to avoid it. If you had 3 minutes to boil it down and warn people, because this will be seen, it's being heard by millions, watched on the web right now by thousands, it'll be seen by millions in the aggregate just in the next few weeks as folks put this interview out everywhere. You've got 3 minutes before we go to calls, sir. What is most important for people to know about how dire this is, how real this is?
Well, what they need to know is that the authorities, the people who are defending these things like vaccination, the thimerosal, the fluoride in the water, they never have a defense against the charges that are being made. They never even attempt to answer these questions. When I challenge these people on vaccination, they won't even appear on radio to challenge me. I did that in Hawaii. We challenged the public health to come on and debate what I had to say. They wouldn't even appear because I know something that the other people talking about vaccines are not talking about, and that is when you vaccinate with these large numbers of vaccine, it activates the brain's special immune system and will destroy the connections in the brain, alter the development of the brain, and this is why we're seeing so many of these brain disorders and learning difficulties in our children. Now, these things are backed up by enormous research, thousands of studies all over the world by independent researchers. It's not that the research is not there and the proof is not there. It's that the media won't carry it. None of the major publications will carry this story. They won't interview you. They don't want to have this exposed. So we have to use the other outlets, like the Alex Jones Show, and to get this to the public. It's very well documented. If you look at my website, you'll see a lot of references. You read my books. Everything is referenced in the scientific literature. It's all peer-reviewed journals from some of the biggest laboratories in the world. But they don't want you to know these things. People need to wake up and realize you're being fed a lot of propaganda. You're being controlled by propaganda. And this is absolutely proven. The Reese Committee, 1950, federal government investigation, the foundation, proved this beyond a shadow of doubt. You can get that book, The Foundations, The Power and Influence by Wormser, who was the general counsel for the Reese Committee. It's all proven in there. The control that I'm talking about, the book that I've talked about by Dr. Kay on molecular biology history, it's all documented in there. So the documents are there. People need to quit watching football games all the time and garbage on the television and realize this is a very serious abridgment of our freedom. We're seeing the rise of a world totalitarian government. And if we don't wake up and start doing something now, it's going to be irreversible because, like I say, they have the wealth of the world on their side. They have the media. They have Hollywood. They have publishing firms. They've taken over 100 years to institute this very carefully.
But the public is finally starting to figure out the basics that they're being lied to. So there's a loss of confidence with Congress, one example, with a 9% approval rating. We have to move in now while folks are finally listening and warn them as you're doing, and that's why we salute you. Very well said, Dr. Blaylock. Before we go to these calls, I just want to point out to the military, the police, the bureaucrats, those that enforce this, so many of them I talk to or that email me, they laugh and they say, so what if it's all true? I'm part of the elite. they're all under the same attack. And there's no reason that 99% of the public wouldn't have a stake in fighting back against this. I mean, you know, the final problem is people just have trouble dealing with the magnitude. But this is the nature of our world today, and this is what we're facing. How do you see their...
Well, you know, if they think they're the elite, they need to read the history of the Soviet Union. All the people who were responsible for bringing the Soviet Union to power were killed. All of them. The entire, virtually the entire NKVD in the beginning was wiped out. That's your police. That's the people who were doing the killing initially. They thought they were protected. They were all killed. The head of the NKVD was murdered. So, you know, if
Same
they
thing
think
with
they're
Hitler.
Protected, they're fooling themselves.
Same
they
thing with the Nazis.
And then they get rid of them.
Same thing with the Nazis, not the long knives.
Right, because they cannot be trusted. If you read Soviet literature, the first thing they tell you is the revolutionaries that bring this about can't be trusted because when they see they lied to, then they want to revolt, so they have to kill them off or put them in gulag.
Well, what did Caesar do after he got power?
It's throughout all of world history from the very beginning. As I said, when we were talking about totalitarian governments, the first thing that happens, they fear the people. They fear their own special police. So they periodically have a purge. They get rid of them.
Well, if you study special forces, after they've used special forces for dirty deeds all over the world, they always set them up or put a conviction on them
right.
to discredit them so they can't ever speak out, or they kill them.
Right.
I mean, this is so horrible. Well, God bless you. I want to take some calls here in the final 20 minutes we have left, Dr. Blaylock. But for those that aren't watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, verbally, give folks, again, your website so they can check it out. And hopefully you've got some ways for people to try to protect themselves. I mean, we know they're now spraying us. And we know I've got mainstream news about DARPA and mainstream papers saying they're going to put up towers with ultrasound. To soothe the public during crises. Have you seen this research? Where
oh,
they're
yeah,
admitting?
Yeah, you see, they had this decade of the brain. They are pouring literally billions of dollars into neuroscience research. A lot of it is designed in how to control people's thinking. And if you read Delgado's book, who is a very highly regarded neurophysiologist. Who did depth electrode studies on the brain, how to control behavior. And in his book, he said, the last refuge of the individual is his own mind, and they're after that. They want that last refuge, so your thoughts will no longer be your thoughts. And they're using this massive investment in neuroscience to figure out how to do that. And a lot of these techniques are what they're doing, things to make people apathetic, things to make people... You know, I have a friend of mine who worked for the NSA as a debriefer of Soviet defectors, and he told me about all the different drugs they had discovered that could make you change your entire attitude, where anti-communists would become communists. It would completely reverse everything you believed in. That these drugs existed, and they're even more sophisticated now, and techniques are more sophisticated now. And Delgado said, you know, I no longer have to implant electrodes in people's heads. We could do it at a distance by methods like you were just discussing.
Well, that's right. Back in the 1950s, they had these patented in the U.S. alone, and not to mention what's classified. But the thing I saw like 7 years ago, it was in the Baltimore Sun. They said, oh, DARPA that invented the Internet, they're putting up towers to soothe the public. And it was like a weird test bubble. And then it says this is out of Spectrum Online, which is a for tech insiders, mainline magazine. And it says how great it is that, oh, sound waves for brain waves. And it says they can control the public. And then I have CBS newscast where they say they're going to start doing this to prisoners to reform them. I mean, this is open mind control. The towers are now up. And you tell people this and they roll their eyes at you.
Well, it's absolutely true. I can tell you I spent a lot of time reading neuroscience literature. And these techniques are being developed. And the government is very, very interested in these. And it's being funded by these major foundations.
Unbelievable.
Because this has always been a dream of theirs, is to control human thinking.
Well, the Pentagon says 90% of war is mind war now.
Right. Exactly.
And folks, I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're in a lot of trouble. Let's take some calls. Jen, in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Blaylock.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting really excited. Finally, you got my, took my call. I'm trying to get, collect my thoughts together. Well, I'm sorry to be a little off topic because I don't have any questions for the doctor right now.
Okay, be real quick then. I'm going to move on to some other folks.
I'll be real quick. I have a question about the previous guest that was on your show. He was the author who wrote the book about Obama being a postmodern coup. Now
That's Webster Tarpley.
Yeah, Webster, yeah, him. Well, he said that, well, on previous shows, I don't know exactly what date, he was on the show, and he said that over 40% of people who voted against Obama voted against fascism, when, in fact, I don't think, if he's referring to the people who voted for John McCain.
Ma'am.
That is not true.
But, listen, I appreciate your call. I'm trying to take calls pretty much for the doctor. Let me try to explain something. There's a psychological dictatorship. We're living in a highly controlled, scientifically designed, the elite openly call it the final revolution. Okay, where, in the words of Bertrand Russell, who said they would inject us with mercury to brain damage us at birth, he said a rebellion by the proletariat, the general public, would be as impossible as a rebellion of sheep against the practice of eating mutton or lamb chops. They see us. We're almost at that point where it isn't about Obama. You understand? He's a puppet. McCain's a puppet. We're pointing out that Obama is the heir apparent. Pat Robertson's now endorsing him to fool the people to going along with the next phase of collectivism. Dr. Blaylock?
I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. You know, everybody looks at the president. The president is an empty suit. He's being manipulated by the foundation. They decide policy. The president doesn't. The Congress doesn't. Nobody in the government really makes any decisions. And if you look at Congress now, they're paralyzed. I talked to Bob Barr privately a couple of years ago. And I asked him, I said, when they stole all these FBI files, is that what's keeping Congress under control? He said, absolutely. He said, they have dirt on everybody. They know what everybody's done. And they're all terrified to resist in any way.
And that's what the surveillance state's about. Okay, ma'am, look, it's way past that. Okay, it's way past that. Was that Jen or Sherry I just went to? Okay, I'm sorry. I was calling Jen, Sherry. Now we go to Sherry. I apologize, Sherry. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Dr. Blaylock. I have a question for you, doctor. Is there any legitimate medical reason why 67% of children in you know, foster care would be on those drugs? Would there be any reason besides total control?
The federal government says it's for eugenics, but I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Blaylock.
Now, on drugs for what?
67%, a national average, of foster children are on SSRIs.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, if you look in the physician's death reference, it says that children shouldn't be on SSRI. If they induce psychosis, they introduce a higher incidence of suicide, homicidal thought pattern. So they know that. The SSRI is a very bad medication, and if the FDA was real, if it was really a regulatory agency, it would have been removed long ago.
And, Doctor, as you know, in the trials of the first big one by Eli Lilly in the early 1980s of the SSRI Prozac, they admitted internally that it caused massive increases in psychopathic breaks, homicide, suicide, but they went ahead and proved it.
The girl hung herself, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you see, this is what I talk about in the FEM Nutrition and Behavior, is that most of the things we see in children that have to do with abnormal behavior are due to a poor diet and toxin exposure. And that if you change that, most of these children undergo a radical improvement in their behavior.
Let me stop you. Even mainline studies that you see in the press occasionally admit that getting them off dyes, getting them off processed sugars, getting them exercise has massive, you know, better numbers than Prozac, which they even show is detrimental. Go ahead.
Well, all this is in the mainline peer-reviewed journals. It's not, you know, from something in alternative medicine. This is in mainline medicine.
Did you see the latest?
The fact that most physicians don't read this.
Did you see the latest
research journals. They're not even aware of this.
Did you see the latest number from 2008 that 100 million prescriptions for SSRIs in 2008 in the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. And when Bush had the program where he was going to have all the children examined psychologically and have them placed on medication if they needed it. Well,
new freedom.
I mean, this is absurd. That's not the function of the federal government, to have people psychologically evaluated and placed on medication.
But
this
that's
is something
what,
as dangerous as SSRI medication.
But that's what the eugenicist Aldous Huxley, whose brother later ran the UN, Julian Huxley, who became the head of the Eugenics Society and the head of the transhumanist, he said they would drug the public. That's where THX-1138 and Brave New World come from, because that was the plan, and now they've got 100 million people on them.
Sure. I mean, in the book Brave New World, it talked about the drug Soma, and that you would calm people down, and then you'd have another drug to excite them when you wanted them excited, and when you wanted them apathetic, you put them back on the Soma again.
And now they even have an SSRI on the market, Doctor, called Soma.
Absolutely. You know, and his book, Brave New World Revisited, goes into the nonfiction description of all of these things.
Hold on, Doctor. We're going to skip this break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Man, this show has gone by really fast. I've got to have the doctor back up for another hour and a half, 2 hours in the near future. This radio transmission's almost over, and I want to go to Brad and somebody calling themselves Dr. Tracy. I guess they're a doctor of some type. But briefly, Dr. Blaylock, fire out your website again for folks to get books and videos on these subjects.
All right, it's RussellBlaylock, MD.com, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, ELAYLOCKMD.com, and you can get to the books and free information and DVD newsletter through that. And also some of the papers I've published, I put on there that you can directly download.
Dr. We're going to come right back to you in 1 minute. I think take a final call from Dr. Tracy because I want to hear what they have to say. But before I do that, remember that this hour was brought to you by MySolarBackup.com. We couldn't do it without these sponsors. These are great folks from our good friends at Solutions for Science with a great catalog of products. But this is an 1,800-watt power source, power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right. It generates free electricity. MySolarBackup.com. Give them a call at 877-327-0365. Again, MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. And I believe in getting off the grid, or at least being self-sufficient, being on the grid, but also being able to go off the grid. This is a good way to start. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. And again, sorry to interrupt you, Dr. Blaylock, but that is how we fund this whole operation. That's why I hope people go to your website as well and support you. We're going to put that up on PrisonPlanet.tv screen before this hour ends. Before I say go to this final call, I just want to thank you, sir, for everything you're doing. And if it wasn't for people like you getting the truth out who've been inside the system, we would be in a lot worse straits right now. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes, and I thank you for all your valuable work. You do a tremendous amount. You know a lot. So it's just valuable information.
Well, I mean, I'm not even that smart of a person, but how would I mean, knowing that there's this evil elite doing this, how would I not want to know all about it? I mean, how would you not want to know? That's what I can't believe about the public. I mean, this is real what we're talking about. I mean, even if people are doubting us, if there's a 1% chance we're telling the truth, don't they want to know?
Well, the interesting thing is all they have to do is use their media and say, well, everybody who thinks there's a conspiracy is a nut. And that way they won't even look into it. And you can say, well, read this book, read this book. Read this material, read this congressional report. They won't do it because it's just they're lazy intellectually, and it's easy just to say, oh, they're just a nut.
And they're brain damaged. They've grown up in this eugenic system.
That's true. But, all they have to do is look at it. These authoritative sources. These are people high in government that are saying these things. These are professors that have been through the system. These are congressional hearings. Just read it. It's well documented.
You know what? I have a capacity here to go into overdrive. Will you do 5 more minutes with us, overdrive on the show, so we can take a few more of these calls, Doctor?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to do 5 more minutes into overdrive. And then after the overdrive's over, folks, you can tune back into the restream at Infowars.com or subscribe to the free podcast. But we'll go out of the show with Dr. Tracy from Utah on hold. Dr. Tracy over as the show ends here in about 45 seconds, but we'll continue streaming on the web. Dr. Tracy in Utah, then we'll go to Brad and Angela, and that'll be it. Dr. Tracy, go ahead and start your point.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a long time since we've done a show together, but I want to thank you for having one of the greatest medical pioneers in our day on the air.
Well, remind me who you are, Dr. Tracy.
I'm the expert on antidepressant medications, Prozac, Pandora.
Yeah.
But Dr. Blaylock has done an incredible job. I have always, always recommended his wonderful book, The Cytotoxins That Taste the Kills.
Okay, hold it there. Hold it there. We're going into overdrive right now. One place, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So find the streams there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.